Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview CEOs, executives, business owners, whoever else I feel like. It is 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. Finding my timer, and here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Well, Mark Knowlton, the CEO and founder of TechScreen. We've got the world's only SaaS platform that helps recruiters engage with a technical audience on a peer level between our technical interview platform, as well as our TechScreen certified training, where we simplify advanced technical concepts with coloring book-like simplicity. So the recruiter doesn't need to possess their own internal knowledge of these technical topics, but they can still engage because our content is so intuitive and simplified, so a non-engineer can grasp technical concepts at a layman's level.
Perfect. Love it, Mark. Number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
Well, one of the problems that we see in technical recruiting is that recruiters usually enter the space through the agency where they're willing to give someone a shot, but there isn't the time and resources to train people to actually understand technology. This is a journey that I've been on. I did my first technical interview in the late 90s, and I created TechScreen in 2016 as a way to help recruiters more effectively engage. And one of the problems is that every recruiter is just forced and left to their own devices as to how to learn about technology so they can be more effective in their jobs. And so I've come up with an approach and a strategy that enables a recruiter to actually engage in effective peer level without needing to be an engineer themselves. And so between, you know, our interview platform has been out for 5+ years, but we just rolled out the training, and we think this is going to be a game changer for recruiters. And one of the things that we emphasize is understanding the requirements. A lot of times managers don't even understand the difference between a job description and a job requirement. And so we have them focus on, you know, what deliverable are you going to ask this candidate to do if they get hired to do this job? And what's a question I can ask that's going to tell me up or down, do they actually have the knowledge and capability to perform and deliver that work artifact? Because so often they get wrapped up in the buzzwords, and managers have these wildly unrealistic expectations. I want to see a resume that has these 15 buzzwords. And it has nothing to do with, well, do they have the competence and experience to be able to come in and produce useful work that's going to be a component of this job? And so recruiters just had a better approach and more detailed information on how they should understand technical things. They'd engage more effectively with both managers and candidates. And quite frankly, this is a passion of mine, because recruiters over time have kind of inherited the reputation usually reserved for ambulance chasing lawyers and used car salesmen. They're just not well respected by their technical peers. And we're trying to just basically take aim at the entire industry stereotype that recruiters have absolutely no idea what they're doing. They don't add value. They just waste everyone's time. And we want to be an advocate for recruiters, saying, hey, there is a better way. There is a way you can actually engage and be effective in a job. Like our biggest customer, their recruiters between 2016 and 2020 screened over 5,000 IT candidates, and they have a knockout ratio of 66%. Just unheard of, absolutely unheard of. And so we're just trying to bring this message to the entire IT recruiting world.
Perfect. Perfect. Let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, and executives that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Isaac Marks. He's the CEO and founder of a SaaS company called Recruit Cloud. And they have an offering that helps build front of the funnel sourcing capabilities for, you know, recruiters to rapidly build pipelines for, you know, high need, you know, jobs. If there's a lot of pressure for them to perform, it helps them fill the funnel more quickly. And so he's bootstrapped that company and has a great product, and we want to give him recognition.
Sure. I'll look him up there. Number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Well, oddly enough, it's in process right now. I'm talking with our top client, the one I referenced a moment ago, And we just came out with an enterprise pricing model where every single person in the shop would get a license because they'd have access to not only the interview platform, but it's also a lot of firms don't really have formal technology training programs for their people. They just figure out for yourself as right. you're doing your job. And so we want to give a staffing agency the ability to effectively inherit a full-blown formal technical training program simply by having our tool, because all of the training is embedded right into the SaaS platform itself. And so if we pull this off, we'll go enterprise in the very first attempt at selling the new model. So that would awesome. Be epic.
Love it there. So Mark, you've got 2 minutes and 37 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
So as I referenced a moment ago, this truly is a passion of mine because I was able to get exposed to deep technical experts very early on in my career. And I saw the impact it could have when you actually could separate the good developer from the bad developer. You know, when I was working at an agency job some time back, I actually placed a guy who hadn't written C++ code in 4 years and had a resume that said so. You know, so this is in 2006, and I saw that he got laid off in 2002, and he just hung on to whatever job he could get. But I was able to go in and do a rigid technical interview, and I submitted him. And we sent him to a Fortune 50 client, and they savaged him on a phone screen, and then they brought him in on site for 5 hours and beat him to death, and then they offered him a job. Mm-hmm. So I just have this passion about helping recruiters engage with that level of efficacy to add a higher level of value than they thought was possible, just because they can more effectively cope with the technical content that's typically their enemy.
Perfect. No, I love that. I love how that's your passion there. So you've got 1 minute and 11 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to add, or we can end early and that is okay?
The fact that it's sometimes frustrating that recruiters get such a bad rep. And I sincerely want to help turn the tide on that and give recruiters, you know, more of a foundation, give them more support so they can be more effective and be regarded as a peer. You know, I had somebody post on Glassdoor when I was consulting mm-hmm. that talked about the client I was working for and said, I was called by a recruiter, but he seemed to be a former developer. Here are all the questions he asked. Guy actually out of my job interview, but it was very rewarding to have someone go publicly make a statement that they just assumed I was a developer.
Right.
And so I want to have people who come through our training program and use our tools to have candidates with whom they interact, have them to say the same thing.
Perfect there. You pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Mark, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it also 808 looks like Bob.
You get the gold star. Your website, say it real quick.
Techscreen.com.
In the description, it's magic. Mark, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
All right. Thanks very much, Bob.
You're
Enjoy
welcome.
Myself.
If everyone's watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you, like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good day now. Talk to you later. Bye.